Now, the discussion on the table is all about Facebook. And my goodness, may I just say it's interesting times. But a man who's been following this is Derek Furser, who is no stranger to the Early Breakfast Show. He's a social media expert at CBR Marketing and has been following the whole saga closely and has been keeping you abreast on the latest developments. He joins you once again now to chat about day one of the two-day testimony from Zuckerberg. And I suppose what influence his words will have on Facebook, as we know. Dirk, welcome back once again. The storm is still coming.
Yeah, good morning, Abs. This is a change in the digital landscape, actually, you know. But the funny thing is, you know, I was watching the, you know, sort of live feeds last night as it was happening. And the big thing for me is that most of the senators in America, and it asked the question of me as well, and maybe yourself as well, is do they really understand Facebook? And I think the biggest thing with this whole program is that it's a monopoly. You know, they've got the monopoly in the digital space. One of the senators asked Zuckerberg to name his closest competitor, and he couldn't. He was like, well, there is nobody that's as big as us, which scares me because, you know, the size and power that Facebook has, you know, it's pretty much, it could really turn into a digital dictatorship because they can tell us what we need to see and what we are seeing. And it's quite a scary space to be in, if I'm honest.
You know, the entrepreneur in me just shot up when you said that. He doesn't have a closest competitor. It's a wonderful place to be, and don't get me wrong. It is, like you said, it's very scary, but the entrepreneur in me was like, oh, wow, wish I could own a business like that. That would be fun and interesting. Mama, I made it. Dirk, I mean, walk us through, I mean, his testimony today. What did Zuckerberg say, and do we believe him?
You know, he was hit with a barrage of questions. So a lot of the questions were around how does Facebook collect data? What is their policies? How do they share data? And a big thing that came out in the research is the gathering of the data that is alleged, well, not alleged to have happened, but that had happened, was actually legal. The way that Facebook collected the data was legal. What was illegal was the sharing of data with Cambridge Analytica. So they weren't allowed to do that. And I think Senator John Kennedy said it right, where he said, and he put it very bluntly, he was like, your terms and conditions policy sucks. You know, so there was a lot of stuff happening, you know, asking Zuckerberg, what is the way forward? How are we going to change this thing? And Zuckerberg, I think him and his CEO, Sheryl Sandberg, have gone on a huge media tour to try and, you know, bolster people's confidence in the platform. And Zuckerberg made the statement that Facebook is always going to be free, but they are looking into a paid option where it's got zero ads. So people would pay a monthly subscription fee and they wouldn't have to see ads on their timelines anymore, which would limit the amount of data that people would be putting into Facebook.
See, now that... sorry, Dick, but that's exactly why then it's scary for them to be a monopoly in this. Because they can choose, they can up and choose what they want to do. I mean, if you had a competitor, it wouldn't be an option that you need to pay to not to have an advert. I mean, we all started on Facebook. There were no adverts and we were fine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, so it's the size of this organization that's really trying, you know, really messing with people. What he also spoke about, which was interesting, is that he's putting in a policy called the Honest Ads Policy. So they are implementing a lot of AI technology. So they're running bots across their entire platform to monitor the ads that are being run. So if there is ads that are picking up, so there's keywords within the ads that are picking up any sort of religious or political debate, they can stop those ads and ban those advertisers, which, again, I think is a little bit too late. You know, the fact of the matter is that they were seeing that one of the biggest pages in America, the Heart of Texas, was actually being run out of Russia. you know? So coming in with this thing right at the end of the movie is to say, well, you know, we made a mistake, but he has put a plaster on a gunshot. You know, it just feels a bit disingenuous for me. But the fact of the matter is, and as we said, the size of this organization, they have to, you know, they have to say something, but do they really have to say anything? They own our data. You know, they tell us what to look at. So is it a case of them saying, well, you guys signed up, you get to see whatever we think you should see? Or should they make it more open and transparent to let people choose that stuff?
Let's talk about that for a second, Dirk. I mean, that it is what it is. Facebook is saying we are the monopoly here. You gave us your information. If you want out, leave. We're more than happy that you leave. Is this ever going to get to a point where people are leaving and then it becomes the end of Facebook? I suppose what I'm asking, is this the beginning of the end for Zuckerberg and possible the end of Facebook, or will it survive this?
No, it's not. You know what, Abs, it's not going to be the end of Facebook. Facebook takes part in what we like to call the network effect. So if I just take you back a few years, or more than a few years, or make you feel a bit old, when the fax machine was introduced, the fax machine was useless by itself. It had to have other machines to communicate with, and that caused a digital revolution as far as sharing information. Facebook has done the same thing. An account by itself means nothing, but with everybody else connected to it, it causes a share of information. So what people use it for now is that it's actually the new internet. You know, by not being on it, you're not only affecting yourself, but you're affecting those around you. So people will stay on the platform just to stay within the network effect, to stay connected, to, you know, have the online calendars, because we've got our calendars on our events on Facebook. You know, we have to have the platform, and unfortunately it's a necessary evil, and it's turned into that. But I know for myself, I'm not going to be deleting my Facebook page. I'm pretty sure that you won't be deleting your Facebook page, because it's become such a necessary tool for us to stay connected in a hyper-connected world. So they're going to change their policies. They're going to, you know, make it easier to access your privacy shortcuts, which is what he said in the Senate yesterday. You know, it's going to be easier to access that stuff. But honestly, I don't see it being the end of Facebook. People are going to stay on the platform because it is actually a good platform at the end of the day.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. The reason why I'm addicted to Facebook, yes, it's for the social side of it. But one thing I've found being on the media platform that I'm on is that the comments that you find on Facebook are not filtered at most times. And so I get to understand what people are really feeling about a certain topic. Mm. And, you know, they don't hold back. And it's that sort of space. But okay, so Facebook is not going anywhere. Zuckerberg is answering. There's some things that he says he's going to implement, but he's already too late on them. Is he going to resign? People are expecting him to resign. Will he resign? Should we expect him to resign very quickly?
No, I don't think that he should resign, and I don't think that he will resign. I think he's making an effort to address the problem, and he made the statement last night as well that it was an error, and it was his error. He runs Facebook, and he will stand accountable for it, which I think is a very nice thing to see somebody in that position do. You know, he took it and he owned it. So do we put him out and make him walk across hot coals for the rest of his life? No. I think he's come out, he's addressed the problem, and he's making efforts to fix the problem. And I think Mark Zuckerberg is still going to be around for a very long time. We just got to hope that the policy changes that he's been talking about come into effect.
Ah, certainly. Thank you so much, Dirk, for joining us once again on the show. And certainly, we're hoping that as these hearings go on, you'll be keeping us abreast of the latest developments.
Definitely, Ab. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Dirk Visser, social media expert at CBR Marketing. To you listening at home, do you still have Facebook? Have you followed on Elon Musk's path of deleting your company's account on Facebook and your personal account on Facebook? I mean, from the latest developments, as Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and CEO of Facebook, is busy testifying and apologizing, by the way, for their leak of information.